My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Hey everyone, just a quick heads up here about our Leveling Up Founders community, which is a private invite-only network of people at the top of their game in business, content, and media. Past guests have included people such as Alex and Layla Hormozi, Chris Doe, Vanessa Lau, Cody Sanchez, and much, much more. You can go to live.levelingup.com to apply and learn more, and we'll see you over there. Today, we are going to talk about 10 things that will always work in marketing. So we think this comes at a good time because in 2023, we think things are going to get a lot dicier. I mean, as of this week, as of this recording, Amazon just made its largest cut ever, I think, 10,000 people. 10,000, the week before was Meta at 10,000 as well. So we think things are going to get tougher before they get easier. There's a silver lining because these are a couple things that work during tough times. And feel free to share this podcast with people because we think this episode will be a doozy. So I'll start first and foremost. You know, I'm all about connection, even though I'm introverted. So number one is dinner. So some of our longest standing customers have come through hosting dinners, right? What you can do here is when you host a dinner, you might have 50% of your group that's customers and the other 50% might be prospects. And what happens when you do these dinners is that the 50% of customers that actually know, like, and trust you, they're going to automatically sell the prospects on it, right? That actually works out really well. You don't have to be fancy. Like, I started off my dinners with a half-eaten bag of chips at my old place in LA. And this is when I was like in my mid-20s. So hopefully you can do better than that. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the people that you have at these dinners.
Number two, and keep in mind that this is part one of the episode. Tomorrow will be part two. So we'll go over five tactics today and we'll go over five tomorrow to make a total of 10. But number two, social platforms have an audience. I was looking at the stat the other day, over 4 billion people are on the social web, which is ridiculous. So whenever you're creating content, go live on all of them. There's a lot of tools out there like the Restreams that allow you to go live on all of them at once. And when you end up doing this, you're just going to get more views. It works in marketing. If you are on these platforms, might as well go live and get more people to watch your content. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, you're not going to get less people over time as your algorithm changes, but going live on them is better than not going live. And you tend to get more views, more reach, more sales than if you didn't do it. And we consistently see that no matter what they change in their algorithms.
All right. Number three, to build on my first point around dinners, is once you start to throw dinners, focus on community building. And what that means is hosting small events. So small events could be happy hours as an example, right? And you could have someone sponsor these happy hours. And then eventually you can level up into small conferences. And eventually you can level up into conferences with hundreds of people, right? You pick your poison, you decide what works for you. But I've mentioned quite a bit on this pod that community is a retention mechanism and like-minded people like to hang out with like-minded people, right? Which is why I'm a big fan of things like this. So community building, that is number three. Neil?
Number four, going to conferences. So whether you're speaking or whether you're sponsoring, and it doesn't matter if you're in B2B or B2C, there's great conferences in every industry. The key though is you got to go to the right conferences with the right audience. So for example, if we're selling marketing services to large corporations at my ad agency, MP Digital, I don't want to go to a conference where people are just starting up a business and learning how to create a corporation and get kickstarted. It doesn't matter even if they would pay me to speak. It's not the right audience. But on the flip side, if there's someone who won't pay to me to speak, but all their attendees pay $5,000 a ticket to attend, they're all executives from large corporations, and maybe the event is industry related, like a pharma event, and I'm sponsoring it and talking about marketing, or I'm speaking at it and I'm talking about marketing. What we found is you end up generating a lot of customers from those kind of events for both B2B and B2C. There's events even in B2C for things just like beauty or food or whatever industry you may be. And it's a great way to build partnerships or sales. Like we have one client who's in the beauty industry. They got a lot of beauty events. They've got a lot of their distribution deals and partnership sales from these events. And it's allowed them to scale up to eight figures super, super fast.
All right. Number five, last but not least, and keep in mind, we have an episode for tomorrow on this, but short webinars. So a couple episodes ago, we talked about how webinars and white papers aren't necessarily dead, but short webinars, I'm talking 5, 10, 15 minute asynchronously record. So basically it's a video and you can just send it to your email list, send it to your audience and focus on value delivery instead of trying to get them to buy your stuff. And you know, you can do this once a week or so, or you can do it more frequently if you want. But ultimately, this type of short form content, because their attention spans are getting lower, short webinars tend to work. So that is it for this one. This is part one of 10 things that will always work in marketing. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next episode.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.